Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I've got a motion I'll put up first, and then I'll give the explanation for it, as soon as Karen has. Okay, the motion is that the New England Council ask the Secretary of Commerce for joint management with the Mid-Atlantic Council of SCUP. If I get a second, I'll...
Seconded by Dave Preble.
Okay, part of the reason for this, after the last meeting, it's not just the last meeting, but for several years, it's, people have been asking specifically about the SCUP. The majority of SCUP are caught from New York and north, with the probably 90% or even better than 90%. At the last council meeting, when there was an amendment to go forward the new amendment, the vote was 7-7, broken by the chairman with a tie vote. It's under the opinion of several people, after full council was there, the motion probably would have failed. So there is no representation on the SCUP committee or at the council level for the states that land the majority of the SCUP, with the exception of New York. And New York itself also feels that they have very little chance on most of it. So we'd like to move forward this, whether we ask the secretary first, or see how the council wants to proceed if we ask to develop a paper on the advantages and disadvantages of SCUP, so we can go through the NRCC or whatever, but I'm open to suggestions. Thank you.
Frank, is the intent of this motion that the MID retains the lead on SCUP?
Yes.
George and then Paul.
This potentially raises a lot of procedural issues, which would certainly have to, and potentially some legal ones as well, that would have to be worked through. So, but first let me clarify, when you say joint management, are you talking about joint management like you jointly manage spiny dogfish and monkfish? Okay, that would mean that both councils would have to vote on every measure on SCUP. Let me just tick off some of the things that come to mind that we would have to work through here. There are three species in this FMP, summer flounder, scup, and black sea bass. You're only asking for one. So I don't know whether two councils can manage one stock in an FMP and not all of them. I'm not aware that that's done anywhere else, but that's something that would have to be considered. These three stocks are all managed jointly with ASMFC in the Mid-Atlantic already. So you've got already a very complex, fairly time-intensive process. To add this council to that process, and you don't necessarily meet in the same months, I don't know how we do specifications, for example. Right now, the Mid-Atlantic Council meets jointly with the ASMFC boards in August, and even with that, we are barely able to make the January 1 date, which is a mandatory court order date for summer flounder specifications. So I don't know how the timing for that could work. We have recreational specifications that have to be taken up by the Mid-Atlantic Council and the board in December, and you wouldn't be meeting until mid-late January or even early February. That then has to be coordinated with the ASMFC board before we can publish final specifications for the rec fishery, and we don't get those done now till roughly early June as it is. So those are just a few of the complexities that come to my mind that would have to be considered in making this work.
I'm wondering whether, since this is actually an issue that, I mean, I don't think the council members have had a chance to really think about it, whether we could ask the service to get us a list of pros and cons or complexities, if that's what you want to call them, with this, so that people could consider it before we would take some action and maybe table this until the next council meeting. Is that something that might be doable, George?
Yes, we could do that, and I think the Mid-Atlantic Council should also be engaged, and the ASMFC, in that process, because they already have a major stake in this, and may think of things that we might not.
Paul Howard.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a quick question. Maybe Mark might have the answer. How much of the fishery that's co-managed, that's managed by the states and Mid-Atlantic now, how much of the fishery is in prosecuted in federal waters, and how much is prosecuted in state waters?
I don't have the information at hand to do that, but, I mean, at least in Rhode Island, there's a substantial federal waters fishery, and there's a substantial summer water, you know, in the summer season when it's jurisdiction switches to the states and we have state-by-state allocations, with Rhode Island having a substantial share, but both components of it are important. I just don't know what the landings breakdown is right now. It might take me some time to look it up. But
Paul Howard.
The reason I ask is that's usually a criteria for entering into management at the council, is how much is in federal waters and how much is in state waters.
Dave Preble.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm glad this motion was brought up. These are fisheries, the three species of fisheries, which are obviously of great importance to southern New England. But there's another part of this that is going to at some point have to be dealt with, and that is that these species are steadily moving to the north and to the east, and all three species are now appearing regularly in the Gulf of Maine. And so I don't see this as a short-term problem. I think that your proposal to have input from George and from the agency is a good one. It's a wise way to go. I'm not sure where I would come down on this specific motion, but we have to consider this kind of thing because we are seeing this general movement of species to the north and to the east. That's very well recorded. We even had black drum this year in Narragansett Bay, something I've never seen in my lifetime. And I'm not talking about one or two fish. There was a substantial body of black drum in Narragansett Bay. So we're looking at something that when George gives us some background on how we might proceed, it should be with the idea in mind that we may have this sort of problem with other species in the future, and probably not that far distant in the future. So I do support the motion, and but I see it as the beginning of something we're going to have to deal with, not as an endpoint itself.
David Pierce.
Hey, I support your suggested approach, Mr. Chairman. Some work needs to be done to list out the pros and the cons before this council would be in a position to act on this particular motion. I've been involved in scup management for many, many years. I understand why Frank made the motion. Certainly, I'm involved through ASMFC. And I think that the reason for the motion is based primarily on the fact that a very large proportion of the total catch of scup is from the recreational fishery, which is predominantly in state waters, certainly in the New England area, not so much, I suppose, in New Jersey, maybe in part of New York. Yet the Mid-Atlantic Council seems to be unwilling to address a major issue that ASMFC has and many council members have, and that is the share that was allocated to the recreational fishery years ago, many years ago, is very, very low. It is unrealistically low now, especially in light of the shift in the resources indicated by David Preble. It's something that needs to be examined, and with the last vote being a tie vote by the council to address this issue, with the chair breaking the tie, and I was very grateful to the chair for breaking the tie, it's created this consternation and this need to take a closer look at how SCUP is managed by the council itself. So I would suggest let's move forward with what you suggested, Mr. Chairman, and at a meeting coming up in the near future, we can deal with this.
Tom Dempsey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I also support the motion. I also support the continuance of the discussion and support the pathway that you've lined out. My question would be then, since we have a motion on the board, would you prefer an amendment introduced so that we could pursue that white paper and vote on that as a pathway, or would you prefer to do that as a consensus?
Since we have a motion up there that's been discussed, we should probably have a motion to table it to time certain? Is that? Okay. We'll table it. Motion to table this until the next meeting. I think on the other one, I've heard George say that he is willing to work with us on that, so I'm not sure we need to do that. Tom?
Then I'd bring a motion to table this until our next meeting.
Is there a second? David Pierce. Discussion on the motion to table. Motion to table is no discussion.
Limited to just the sort of procedural
aspects. Yeah. Limited to procedural issues. Call the question. All those in favor? 16 in favor. Opposed? Abstention? 16-0-0. The motion carries. George.
If you're interested, Mike Pentney has an answer to the state water versus federal water question that was asked earlier.
Please.
Thank you. So SCUP generally remain offshore in the winter period. We have, as you know, we have winter one period, summer period, and winter two period is the commercial fishery split. During the summer period, 90 to 95% of the SCUP are caught in state waters. So that would apply, obviously, both where the commercial fleet is finding them, but also where the recreational fleet is finding them during the summer period. And then the SCUP generally move offshore in the late fall and through the winter, which is so we have the sort of bifurcated system with the winter fleet being offshore and the summer fleet being inshore.
Thank you. Okay, that Frank, you're all done with that motion? You're all set? Okay. We will move on to the 2 o'clock item, which is the sociocultural information. Rachel. Rachel.